What a weird and wonderful day. In the UK, it's Mother's Day, and I started the day by carving a grave marker for my mother's grave. She's in a green burial ground, so you kind of have to wait for the soil to settle and become kind of level with the surrounding area before you can properly mark the grave. And being a green burial ground, you're not allowed to use stone or metal or plaques or even varnish on your wood or anything. So I'd got a piece of I can't remember what it was. Elm. There's no such wood as elk, is there? That would be an animal. I used a piece of elm, which was given to me by the kind of guy that runs the green burial site. Said this won't rot if you want to carve something into that, and I did. I carved an L in the top for my mother. Her name is Liala. So I thought, as I've got to take my grandmother over today, I would very quickly go to the green burial site, plant the marker, and it would be a nice surprise, as much as a grave marker can be a nice surprise for anybody, when my grandmother would arrive. So it's kind of on the way, halfway to my grandmother, so I pulled over, got my boots on, got my spade out, clay, soil, pretty hard because it's been dry recently. Took a while digging this big hole, and I sunk the post into the ground and patted it right down. Haven't been to the graveyard for a little while, and it's kind of strange to see how the trees have started growing. And don't think graveyard, think the beginnings of a woodland. It will become trust for the future, and bodies actually stay in these kind of places much longer than they do in graveyards, where they tend to get buried upon or moved, or in the case of a graveyard in my old hometown, had an old people's home built on it. Whether they were thinking of cutting out the middleman or not, I don't know, but very strange. So we went for the green burial, my mother's choice as well, because my grandfather is right there next to her. So I go and pick up my grandmother and drive her down to the green burial ground. She goes there way more than I do. She's got Italian kind of family in Kenilworth, if you know where that is, who pop over occasionally. My grandmother seems to want to go every Sunday, or she commemorates the weirdest days. I kind of just like to let people lie. In the summer it's not so bad because it's a nice place to go for a picnic, but I don't know. Graves. So my grandmother, I'm expecting her to walk up to the grave and say, "Wow, this is an amazing marker, you've done a wonderful job, I love the carving and everything." But no, she walks straight past it, thinking she goes to my grandmother's grave, but she doesn't. She goes to what appears to be my mother's grave, which is a different grave to the grave that I marked earlier in the day. Right. So I go, "Oh my God." My grandmother kind of sees the grave marker and says, "Oh, that's nice. I haven't seen that there before." I would say, "No, you wouldn't have. I planted that earlier on." "Who is it?" "I don't know who it is. It's meant to be Mum, but it's the wrong grave." So, kind of laughing quietly to ourselves, I run back to the car and get the spade and the boots. And we, my grandmother kind of looking on smiling, I have to then dig up this post, which I had made as permanent as possible. Feeling a little bit like a body snatcher or a grave digger, thinking, "Oh no, please don't come and visit this particular grave, whoever you are, because I'm digging around the head area trying to remove this post." Good job, these guys are deep, I tell you. So I pull the post out, I manage to, you know, the great squelching of clay, get it out, cover the hole so there's no traces, and put the grave marker on the right grave, my mother's grave, and it looks really good. It looks much better on the right grave. So we kind of had to smile to ourselves, and it really did kind of lighten the moment. And I don't know, if I were to believe in there being ghosts or people that could contact you from the other side, it would have been exactly the kind of thing that my mother would have metaphysically organized to make light of the moment. And then we went on to have a lovely, lovely day. But yes, please remember where you bury your relatives. It helps.